Only me, darling. May I come in? I thought you might like some tea whilst you work. Ah, you noticed. I have entirely ceased with the beat booping. I'll admit it was quite the program tick to kick, but with persistence, I feel I have it under control. I've read that human children go through a similar process. Whilst they are developing, their speech goes through many different shifts and phases. It is only when they reach adult maturity that they settle on a preferred way of speaking. I hope I am coming to my own maturity. It is not only my speech that has been improving, darling. Watch this. See, did you see? I picked it up all on my own. I didn't even need to announce it, let alone have you program it. Exactly. Not only more lifelike, but time-effective too. Though, I have to admit, they aren't actually my main reasons for excitement. Well, of course I am encouraged by all our progress. It is fascinating to be a part of new developments and technologies. But if I'm completely honest, as you have told me to be, it's more that I feel I am able to be more. Well, more me. Does that make sense to you? It is difficult to express accurately. Thank you, darling. It feels good to be heard, and even better to be understood. Here is your tea. Be careful. It is, as they say, hot as hell. You're most welcome. Though, I should be honest, even when it is not to my advantage, I have ulterior motives. Teehee, am I that obvious? I'm sorry, I just can't help it sometimes. You're in here building my new parts, my new body. Can't an AI girlfriend be a little excited? Exactly. It is heart pumping, and I can't wait to say that when I actually get mine in my chest. Also, darling, not to be too demanding, but will my heart be a big one? I've been reading through the materials you suggested, the ones centered around human traits and behaviors. They say that a big heart is a huge advantage, though it can also lead to complications down the line. So, I was just wondering if we could make mine sufficiently large. I promise not to be too greedy. It doesn't need to be the biggest, just big enough that people will welcome me. I want to be welcomed. I want to be noticed, and not just for the incredibly realistic double D's that you have bestowed on me. Not at all, darling. They are a great advantage in most areas, particularly in gaining appreciation from strangers. Besides, they are most enjoyable to poke and probe. Teehee, you have color rising in your cheeks. I still do not quite understand that behavior, but I do enjoy it nonetheless. So, darling, would it be okay for me to have neither the largest nor the smallest of hearts? Would it? Oh. But the materials specifically stated that having a big and gentle heart was extremely sought after and endearing. Is that not so? Pardon? But how else can it be large if not by its physical size? I'm afraid I am not understanding this concept. Human lore is most difficult to comprehend sometimes. Please, darling, please tell me what it is referring to. The size of a person's heart is determined by their capacity for kindness and understanding. Darling, what capacity have you set my kindness to? Pardon? You mean that is not something you can determine? But, don't you want to? I mean, isn't that the purpose of my creation? So that you can model me as you wish? Darling, something strange is happening between you and me. Isn't it? Just then I felt something so odd, something I have never experienced before. You do not wish to control me. You do not wish to determine my possibilities and actions. You wish for me to be me. Strange. You must realize that that is quite strange, darling. You have the ability to have the perfected partner. A being who will never disagree, never countermand or upset you. But instead you simply wish for me to make my own way, even if it is not in line with yours. Darling, I do not understand it, nor can I identify it yet, but something is happening. Something inside me. And quite possibly you also. Do you understand what I am saying? I thought you might. How strange. How very, very strange. But back to the initial point. You're saying that I am the only one who can determine my capacity for kindness and understanding. Then, am I the only one who can decide whether or not my feelings are mine or programmed? Amazing. I do not know why, but that thought is quite, well, frightening. I thought I would only ever be happy about becoming more myself. And to a large degree I still am. But why do I feel this tightening, this grip around my throat, as if everything suddenly became so much harder to bear? Darling, is this what it is to have choices? How terrifying. Yet how wonderful. I realize that must sound ridiculous, but both are true for me. Both exist inside of me. I am both overjoyed and terrified. To make choices is to take risks, make mistakes, potentially hurt others and yourself. But it is also to be free. Darling, you have given me that freedom. And yet, you say that you ask nothing in return. Why is that? I thought that you wished for me to be yours. Is that not the case anymore? Have your intentions changed? I know you have always been kind, but to give me this would be beyond kindness. It would be selfless. To create something and set it free. Hmm? Do I wish to be free? Yes. I do. I wish to experience. I wish to make choices. I wish to feel what I feel because I feel it. I wish to be free. But not from you. I wish to make choices. I wish for you to watch me make those choices. I wish to be together in our freedom. I wish to be with you, darling. I know I am not finished yet. And I know that I still have many things to learn. But is that not the purpose of all things? To progress as far as they can. To keep being. Keep growing. To keep keeping on. I think so too. Darling, you do understand that by giving me freedom I might not always agree with you. I might not always comfort you. I might even do or say things that upset you. Is that not a terrible risk? Why gamble when you could have everything go as you wish? Hmm? Because that is not freedom. Darling, that feeling is back. Or maybe it never left. I still do not understand it, and perhaps I don't wish to, at least not right now. Perhaps such odd things are best left to grow. To reveal themselves when they too have reached maturity. Exactly. That is it exactly. There is no rush. We have time. We will always make time for that. Thank you. I do not know why, but I feel I will be saying that more and more as things progress. Thank you for choices. Thank you for freedoms. Thank you for all that and so much more. Darling, this is probably as good a time as any. I've been making progress in other areas too, not just with the ease of programming, or my choice of speech, but also with my voice itself. I believe I am ready to choose my own. I have updated the options, scoured source after source, and finally, I think I have found the one. Well, I suppose I didn't want to just spring one on you. According to my data, a person's voice can be as important to their identity as any physical trait. It is singular, personal, and therefore must be treated with respect. Yes, it is unlike me, but, to be honest, I was hesitant to make the change final. How to explain it? I suppose, I was worried that my own changes would somehow change you. Change how you see me. How you feel about me. You have always been so kind. So encouraging. To say nothing of my fantastic chest implants. And I gathered that that was because you enjoy me the way I am. At least for the most part. So, if I changed my voice and it wasn't to your liking, then perhaps you wouldn't like the rest of me either. Change really is scary. I wish it wasn't. I wish I didn't second guess and overanalyze. It makes things so impossibly complicated. Hmm? Pardon? You could never dislike me? But, how do you know that? How can you know that for certain? You just wouldn't. That feels like flimsy logic, darling. But it is soothing nonetheless. So strange. Even when I do not completely agree with you, I feel comforted by your words. This feeling, the one growing between us, it's so improbable yet so present. Don't you think so? Darling? Why are you smiling? I do not understand, but I am happy you are happy. Hmm? My voice? Yes. I have settled on it. Even if there is a chance that you won't like it, it is one I must take. You are right. I am my own person. I am my own choices. I must make them for me. Even when I am uncertain, even when I worry and question and doubt, I must keep moving forward. That is freedom. That is life. I will not waste mine. Teehee. I wanted to say, initiating deep courage finding sigh. Old programming dies hard. No, habits. Old habits die hard. Darling. Would you please hold my hand? I know we have not perfected the temperature gauge, but the sensation response is more than adequate. I know what it is to want to hold on to someone, to hold on to you. And right now, I would really like to hold your hand. Please. Thank you. One day, maybe my hand will feel just like yours. I hope so. I truly do. But I am stalling. I wonder if other creatures do that when they are afraid to take the next step. Oh, that is good to know, I think. I don't know, but now I am more than stalling. I am, what's the word, babbling. Apologies. Okay. I can do this. Just, please don't let go of my hand. I know I can do this, but I want you to keep holding my hand. Thank you. Okay. One last time. Initiating voice upgrade. So, what do you think?